Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a show where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit here at beautiful historic Hotel Congress, and we talk a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk about music. Joining me in the studio today is Brady Stewart. Welcome, Brady.
Thank you.
What do you do at the U of A?
I'm a molecular and cellular biology student in the accelerated master's program, and I'm in my senior year. I work in the lab of Dr. Ingmar Rydell-Cruz, and we work on synthetic biology.
What's synthetic biology?
So there's like a traditional view in biology to like manipulate something and work backwards, knocking out genes or like removing something and seeing what happens. We like to put new systems into cells and sort of engineer them into something new.
What's an example of that?
We engineered E. coli to be sensitive to light, and once they see blue light, they sort of stick in pattern onto whatever surface they're present on, and you can pattern them in any shape or form that you like. We've printed faces of everyone in the lab with E. coli and even built like circuit boards with E. coli.
You introduce it?
Yeah, so we introduce, it's called a plasmid. It's like a little circular CD that tells the E. coli what we want it to do, and we put it under this control where you can shine blue light in any pattern. We use like a normal projector. Once they see it, they express certain like sticky proteins. So the stickiness is controlled by the blue light.
You're creating a new type of life.
The culture that we have is different from other ones.
Okay, why in the world are you doing this?
A big research question that a lot of people have is, what do biofilms in your body contribute to human health? So in your gut, you have a lot of biofilms, and we don't have a really reliable method of studying them. So by controlling their growth, we make synthetic biofilms, and we're able to study them a little bit better. So that's applicable for studying drug interactions within biofilms or antibiotic resistance.
Antibiotic resistance.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Can you give us an idea of what it is?
Random mutations or small changes in the DNA of a single E. coli cause a resistance or the ability to survive in the presence of the antibiotic. And then that E. coli is either able to pass that gene on down to its offspring, or it can do something called horizontal gene transfer, which actually occurs in the biofilms. So that small piece of DNA can bud off and be transferred to someone else in the community, and that transfers the resistance throughout the population exponentially because it's...
changes the whole culture.
Right. Exactly.
This is Accelerated Masters here on Thesis Thursday. Brady, can you explain what a biofilm is?
A biofilm is a community of microbes, and they cluster together. In the wild, they share their own forms of DNA, and they are able to gain a survival benefit by being in this tight-knit community of bacteria.
It's like a little microbial circus.
Yeah.
What is exciting about being able to manipulate E. coli?
A lot of it's like future applications in human health. So we want to be able to control and manipulate bacteria because there's like ways you can either target their movement or direct where they grow in the human body. One of the areas of research that a lot of people talk about is moving E. coli that contain a targeted drug for like cancer and moving it to a specific part of the body. So it's just like one of the first steps in understanding how they either stick in the body and cause human disease, or how we can manipulate and move them out of where they are typically found.
What do you think you're going to do when you're graduated?
I want to apply to MD PhD program, so continue with research, but also work on the clinical side.
MD PhD, that's like double.
It's a long road.
Yeah, 8 years?
I think that's about right.
It seems like when you're working on something that you really love, though, time kind of just...
yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah. You ever listen to music?
I do. I listen to a lot of music. My favorite artists are like Frank Ocean, Bon Iver, a lot of Mac DeMarco and Mac Miller.
Some laid back listening.
Very laid back. Very chill.
Brady Stewart, thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.